right, let's do another capital update brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. And as always, a lot to get to. NPPC's board of directors attended the White House Celebration of Agriculture, where the president recognized the efforts of America's farmers and shone a spotlight on those who produce the nation's food, fiber, and fuel. Trump twice in the past week, once in a Truth Social post, and again at the White House event, urged Congress to pass a farm bill. Earlier that week, Iowa pork producer and NPPC President Rob Brenneman took part in a National Agriculture Day producer panel hosted by the National Agri-Marketing Association at USDA headquarters. While there, Brenneman spoke with RFD Radio about pork's needs and visited with Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Vaden, who's been a fierce advocate in the fight against California's Proposition 12. In preparation for the Farm Bill 2.0 passage, Brenneman and NPPC board members spent time on Capitol Hill, meeting with House and Senate offices and committees on both sides of the aisle. They also advocated for renewal of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, a year-round solution to the H-2A visa program, and appropriations requests that would benefit pork producers. In other news on the update, the U.S. agriculture industry grew by almost $900 billion over the past year. That's according to an economic impact study led each year by the Corn Refiners Association and sponsored by three dozen agriculture and food organizations, including NPPC. The 2026 Food and Agriculture Industries Economic Impact Study report showed the American food industry, farmers, ranchers, processors, manufacturers, wholesalers, retailers, and indirect businesses like suppliers and transporters supported almost 49 million jobs and generated more than $10 million in economic activity, accounting for almost 20% of total U.S. economic output. The 10th annual Feeding the Economy report includes a state-by-state breakdown of agriculture's economic impact, showing total jobs, wages, output, taxes, and exports. And key findings include food and agriculture generated more than $3 trillion in wages for U.S. workers, with wages rising 4% year over year and 13% over the past decade. Food manufacturing remains the largest manufacturing sector in the United States, employing almost 2.3 million workers. Also, U.S. food and agriculture exports were more than $177 billion as well. The report confirms the incredible positive impacts of agriculture on our country, said NPPC CEO Brian Humphries. America's 60,000-plus pork producers are proud to help drive this force that provides our food and other agriculture products and the opportunity to be part of something bigger than themselves by carrying on a tradition of taking care of their families, neighbors, animals, and land, and at heart, a way of living that often has been passed down for generations. America's pork producers annually generate more than $37 billion in personal income, contribute more than $62 billion in GDP, and support more than 573,000 jobs within the U.S. economy. Elsewhere, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative submitted to the World Trade Organization additional comments on reforms to the international trade body. USTR's follow-up to a December 2025 report to the WTO was transmitted a month after the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for WTO Reform, of which NPPC is a member, sent a list of recommended WTO improvements to the U.S. Trade Agency. Talks on reforming the 30-year-old WTO started during the first term of President Trump. It's been critical of some aspects of the trade organization. Among other suggestions, USTR recommended that the WTO level the international trade playing field by significantly strengthening incentives to comply with existing obligations to submit notifications of trade rules, restore the purpose of the special and differential treatment provision by agreeing to objective criteria for determining a country's eligibility for it, and rethink how the most favored nation principle functions in its current form, and begin discussions on the link between MFN and reciprocity, a bedrock WTO founding principle. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer's called the current global order in international trade untenable and unsustainable. There you go. That's another edition of the Capital Update brought to you by the folks at the National Pork Producers Council. I'm Chad Smith. Have a fantastic week.